Blog Talk Radio.
Does your furnace need repair? Your house need cleaning? Or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen, big or small, whatever your home improvement need. Log on to fixitfast.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to fixitfast.servicemagic.com. fixitfast.servicemagic.com. That's fixitfast.servicemagic.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Want to be able to talk to me live and have a personal reading done? Visit my website at www.drginny.com. That's www.drginny.com. You can get a personal in-depth reading, or you can check out who's going to be on our show next week right here on Blog Talk Radio at the Christian Psychic Cafe. Don't forget, drginny.com. Or call a toll-free number at 1-800-375-3446.
Hey, Dr. Jenny, what about the Moldavite?
Got it.
What about the crosses and crucifixes?
Got them.
What about them being pure sterling silver?
They are, 0.925, imported directly from Italy.
Well, how can I get one?
Just go to my website, www.drginny.com. That's drginny.com. Log on, click on the online storefront, and you can see all the crosses, the crucifixes, the pendants, even lockets. And the lockets all come with a piece of blessed palm from Palm Sunday.
Well, I'm going to go online right now and buy myself a crucifix.
Do it.
Thank you. Radio Voice of Guests. And welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny. I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And we got heard online sooner than we were supposed to. We were laughing at Susie's joke in the chat room.
Because she wrote the mostest, and I said, oh, it looks like the moistest. And we're both like, ha, ha, ha.
And
I said, wow, I can hear you.
Yeah, and she said, I can hear you. So it was kind of funny, and that was fun. So anyway, welcome everybody to our very special Thanksgiving Eve show. And you know what makes it special?
Turkey?
Yes. I like all fowls.
Pilgrims.
You know, were the pilgrims real?
What do you mean, were they real? Of course they were real.
Yeah, but, I mean, were those names real?
The word pilgrim?
No, not the name. I mean, when pilgrims came to Plymouth Rock and all that.
Uh-huh.
True story?
Yes.
Or a conspiracy that they want you to think.
Okay, that is something I have never heard before. Conspiracy about pilgrims? How boring of a conspiracy is that?
I just thought I'd throw it out there. Just, you know, see how you felt about it.
They were aliens.
They were aliens. They were aliens. Yes, that's what
mm-hmm.
it was. Yeah, I don't think so. I think they're really
No, that's a little out there. I will even
and
say
And then Sacagawea? That has nothing to do with Thanksgiving, does it?
No.
Who is that Indian? It was on
Pocahontas?
No, the Indian that's so famous for Thanksgiving. Oh my God!
What Indian is that?
Isn't there a famous Indian that's well known for
Thanksgiving Indian?
No, there wasn't. I mean, it was on Everybody Loves Raymond, so therefore it must be true. No, there was an Indian. Come on, somebody in the chat room, help me out. I'm sounding even stupider than normal. No, there was an Indian who is well known.
He was at the Thanksgiving meal, probably.
Yes, he was.
And I know who you're talking about,
but
I can't think of who it is.
It wasn't Sacagawea.
No, it was not.
I thought it was Sacagawea.
No, Sacagawea is on the dollar coin.
Was Sacagawea the one with Lewis and Clark?
Yes.
There we go. So who? Okay, wait. Pilgrim means Christian traveler. This comes from Daniel Rivers in the chat room.
Well, Daniel,
and there's evidence.
Who was the Indian that were
of pilgrims settling Plymouth Rock?
Hawaii? No, that's not it.
Hi-ho-wa-wa? Hi-hey-ho-wa-i.
Hi-ho-wa.
I don't know about that, but I and you could be right, Daniel, because you even know what they ate.
Quite obviously, we have no clue what we're talking about.
This is what everyone needs to know. According to Daniel, and he's an extremely intelligent young man, they ate eels. So here's
eels?
The question of the night. Why don't we have stuffed eels tomorrow?
Ew.
That would be, yeah, I can understand, you know, I can understand that, yeah.
Well, I'm sure they must have had turkey.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, how are you?
We're so stupid.
That's the Indian. I'm so stupid. Daniel, thank you. That was very cute. Oh, that was great. He was making
hey,
it up.
Really making dumb.
Us, yeah, well, we are. So there you go. Everybody, we're going to be doing readings tonight. The number to call in is 323-679-0882. That's 323-679-0882. And guess what we're going to do tonight?
Eat turkey.
No, we're not going to eat turkey because we're going to be doing that tomorrow. We're going to do something even more special tonight. We are going to have a contest, and it's going to start at 9 o'clock.
Someone's going to give us a prize.
Well, okay, this is how everybody, listeners, you're such great people, because Jessica's very intelligent daughter came to us last week and said, you know, that's the only radio show I ever heard of where you actually asked the listeners to send you gifts.
Yeah, we thought about it.
Yeah.
You're probably right.
Because, I don't know, did you get any tickets to Tuscany?
I didn't, and I was so
either.
Disappointed.
Me too. I keep checking the mailbox, but it never shows up. So we thought, well, maybe we should give something out too.
Yes.
So what was I talking about that I loved so much?
Sacagawea.
No, remember the soap? The whole soap thing?
Yes.
Yes. the Italian,
the giant hand soap.
The giant soap that I had to keep away from my husband so it would stay here for
right.
Okay, so what we I have purchased a bar of Mandarin Spice, which is handmade soap from Italy, and it's like 10 ounces.
Yeah, that is a very, large,
a very large. And it smells. Smell it. Doesn't
it smell
wonderful? Don't worry, it's wrapped. We're not just, like,
ooh, that smells nice. Even through the wrapping, the box and everything.
Doesn't that smell wonderful?
Maybe I might have to take that home with me.
Well, if no one answers the question that we're going to put out at 9 o'clock. So these are the rules. 9 o'clock, okay, we are going to have a contest. And I'm going to ask you two questions. And I will tell you the theme.
They're themed questions, huh?
They're themed questions. And the theme is the Twilight Saga series.
Ah.
Okay. And if you answer, the first person to answer both questions correctly will automatically be sent the bar of soap.
Yay.
Okay. And it smells so good. So you might just sit there and like put it in a bowl of potpourri and just leave it there because it smells really good. But the soap is really nice. It's it's from Florence, Italy, and it's they make handcrafted soaps with perfumes from the hills of Tuscany. And I thought that was more
Tuscany
appropriate.
Theme.
Yeah, see, I tied it all together. You got to love that.
Oh,
aren't I great?
You are so clever.
So clever.
And
okay.
If anybody does have tickets to Tuscany.
Oh, well, I'm not saying
they
we don't
just
want them.
Spare.
Yes, we would love them to send it because we would tell you all about it. What a wonderful
in
time
great
we
detail.
Had. In great painstaking detail. So at 9 o'clock we're going to have that contest, and really important, I would suggest that everybody gets in front of their computer when they do that. If you happen to be listening by phone, because you can Google it, because that's what everyone would do.
Absolutely.
That's what I would do. And
that's kind of cheating. You should just know.
Okay, but there's, you know, just because we like Twilight doesn't mean, you know, the Twilight series doesn't mean anybody else.
Oh, please. Half the world went and saw Twilight this past weekend.
Yes, they did, didn't
Not
they?
Breaking
oh, we saw
Dawn.
Breaking Dawn, and we went to see Breaking Dawn.
Yes.
And it was so funny.
It was not exactly, I read the books, okay, mm-hmm. I read all the books, and they were
okay.
Wonderful. And this was odd. Because it was very comical, and it wasn't supposed to be comical.
It wasn't supposed to be, no, but it was. It was comical, and it was good, and I think the funniest scene in the show was when they were all, people had become wolves,
mm-hmm.
and they were having that
and they
conversation.
They were all talking to each
it
other,
It reminded
yeah.
me of Disney,
yeah.
and I lost it, and Nicole was laughing so
well,
hard she cried.
You know, these movies were really meant, the books were meant for teens.
Yes.
And, you know, we're not teens.
It was great. It was so funny. I mean, I loved being able to laugh. It was great. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
so
but you know what?
Fun.
If the director heard you, she'd be so upset because I am telling you, that was meant to be a serious scene.
It probably was. You know, it's funny because I've done some reading on the writer, Stephanie Meyer, and she, you know, a very interesting woman, really, you know. I mean,
how so?
I don't want to say any more because I don't want it to affect the contest, so I'm going to be quiet right
okay.
now.
Okay. Oh, that must be one of the questions.
I'm not going to say. Uh-huh. All I'm going to say is very interesting. So, on that note, how was the rest of your week so far?
It's been good. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving, so I have off.
Yeah, we get to count the peas.
Count the peas. That's a private joke.
There. Yeah. It'll be a lot of fun. Yeah, we're
it's
going to
be
house.
Fun.
Yes.
I'm not.
We're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have a great time and get to see everybody and have turkey and
turkey
play badminton, do some boating
yeah.
and do some good stuff. So that'll be a lot of
it's
fun.
It's going to be fun. And
uh-huh.
I have to work on Friday, though, part of the day.
I know. So what are you going to do? Are you going to go Black Friday with us?
I am.
You are?
I
okay.
told my boss that I am going to Black Friday, and so he told me, have fun.
Yeah.
I'll be in by 9 o'clock.
But I mean, well, that's okay because we usually are at the place by 5.
And I told him, I said, I can't guarantee how awake I'm going to be.
You know, I think that anyone who thinks you're going to show up to work at 9 o'clock on Black Friday, guess what they get?
Hey, you know what? Most people do have the day after Thanksgiving off, but
yeah,
you know,
I
it's a new job, and I want to put my best foot forward, so I am willing to work.
I think that's a very good idea.
Yes.
I think it's a very good idea. And I think that it's going to be a really good day because the weather's supposed to be like 74.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it's going to
well,
be beautiful.
Well, I know they said a cold front was coming in. today.
Yeah, you know, okay, when I grew up in New Jersey and it was 76, it was beach weather, we'd lay out, okay? Here it's 74 and it's like, oh, it's going to be a cooler day. We may get a jacket out, eh? Yes.
Well, I don't think I talk like that. I'm not Canadian.
We're not going to go there. You know what I think we need to do?
Fine.
I think we need to take a caller and then move on from there. And you know what? It looks like we've got a question, though, in the chat room from LP, Linda Paparella. Then she says, what will you be eating for Thanksgiving dinner? And,
Turkey?
Well, we assume it's going to be turkey. I mean, that's...
Or a turkey byproduct.
So we'll be eating turkey, and we're going to my sister's house, right? So it'll be turkey and vegetables and mashed potatoes. I mean, you know,
the whole
sweet
spread.
Potatoes,
and
yeah.
All the whole family's coming. My kids,
yep.
Your kids,
my
your
kids,
husband.
My husband, your son, your daughter, your other son. Did I not say that? And also my dad's going to be there with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Which is still weird for me to say. I adore her, but it's still weird for me to say.
I
my
can
mom's
imagine.
Got 5 years. It's just the words. You just never imagine those words coming out of your mouth.
Well, no.
You know?
Especially, you know, you had a mom that was
right.
Married to your dad for so. It's one thing if they got divorced.
Right.
Then you're used to that.
Yeah, that, yeah. So it just, I mean, she's the most wonderful
person.
Oh, she's
person. Awesome.
She's so, I mean,
all
God
her.
Bless her. She's been a just the most wonderful person in the world, so that's good. But, yeah, it's still weird when I say, oh, my dad's coming with his girlfriend. You know, I think they should get engaged.
That would
I've
be
made
nice.
That decision. I think, you know, they should. I'm going to talk to him about it. He's going to tell me,
he's say,
shut up.
Yeah.
I'm sure pretty much that's what he's going
to
say.
Well, you know, I think the thing is you get to a certain age and, you know, you're in a relationship and I don't know that all that stuff is necessary. As long as you're committed to one another.
I think all that matters is that they're in a great relationship and it's been going strong. How many years now?
I have no idea.
2-3 years? Yeah.
No idea.
At least 3 years. Yeah, yeah. So, God bless her. She's a great woman. And I'm sure neither one. Oh, the phone's ringing. It's probably my dad saying, stop talking about me. Okay. Well, let me, I'm sorry, guys. Let me kill that. Okay. We're good. So, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and take a few calls. And then, and we're going to listen to some music. And don't forget the contest at 9 o'clock. This is one you will not want to miss because I promise you that bar of soap is Yeti free. There will be no Yeti
hair.
I
don't think that's really a selling point of this soap.
You don't think so? You know what? I think you're probably
there
right.
Will be no hair on this soap.
That's right. This is the hair-free soap we're giving away, folks. This is just not ordinary soap. This is hair-free soap. Okay, we'll be right back, and we'll start taking calls.
Early. The doctor gave me 30 days, but I must have had my mama's will and God's amazing grace. I guess I'll keep on living, even if this love's to die for. Cause your bags are packed and I ain't crying. You're walking out and I'm not trying to change your mind, cause I was born to be the baby girl. I just play a different game. My roots are planted in the past, and though my life is changing fast, who I am is who I wanna be. The baby girl without a chance, a victim of circumstance, the one who ought to give up, but she's just too hard-headed. A single mom who works two jobs, who loves her kids and never stops, with gentle hands and the heart.
Welcome back here on the Christian Psychic Cafe. This is Dr. Jenny. I'm here with Jessica, and this is our pre-Thanksgiving Eve show.
We need to sing the Adam Sandler, turkey for me, turkey for you, gobble, gobble, gobble. No, that's not the song. I just made that up.
Good. You're so
Have you ever
talented.
Heard the Adam Sandler song?
No.
It's so
no.
funny.
You sure it's a real song and you're just not hearing it in your head?
Turkey for me, turkey for you.
Honestly, I could. That sounds like him.
Yeah.
You know, you have an Adam Sandler accent.
See, along with my English accent.
Yeah. I think we were told never to use it again or they would listen to us again. Okay, so let's do this. Let's go ahead. Anymore, but we'll go ahead and take our first caller. Hi, Caroline. You're on with the Christian Psychic Cafe. How can I help you?
Hi. Yes, thank you.
Hi,
for
welcome.
My call.
Where are you calling from?
San Antonio, Texas.
San Antonio, yeah. Texas. Good deal. Okay, so what do you do out there in Texas?
I do home health care, and I enjoy it very much. I do.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And are you all ready for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it's going to be kind of a quiet Thanksgiving. We're actually, most of our family is gathering Saturday.
We
had a hard time getting us all together, so we're having a couple of them this year.
So that makes it even more special.
Yeah.
You get to enjoy it. You know, everybody on Thanksgiving Eve, really the evening of Thanksgiving, they are sad because, you know, they're driving home, they're full, they've cheated on their diets, and they're not going to see their family till Christmas, where you get to extend it out through the weekend, so you're lucky.
That's true. We're going to extend it a few days. That's true.
Great. Wonderful. So I think you have a question. How can I help you?
Well, I'm just calling tonight for an angelic message to see if there's any guidance for me in my life and the direction I'm headed in.
Okay, let's take a look here and see what we can see. Okay. I guess this is the thing I'm going to ask you. They're telling me that you like to take control a little bit at this point in your life, or you feel the need to. Is that correct?
Very much. Yes.
Okay. And what they're saying is that are you going back to school or have you just completed that?
I am about to take a pottery class and work with my sister at her art studio. So I have to learn pottery before I help her. So that's
okay.
A new thing in my life.
Okay. Because I feel like there's some things like you've kind of and forgive me for putting it this way, but maybe you'll understand. I'm feeling that you've kind of put your foot down a little bit. And I think that when you put your foot down, you decided that you needed more. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, in the relationship and in my life.
In your life in general, yeah. That's where I'm at right now. And I feel like you've made the decision that, you know, I am where I'm at, but I don't have to stay where I'm at. And so now it's kind of like a person who whittles away at a stick slowly, and all of a sudden when they're done, they have this beautiful carving. I kind of feel like you're starting to whittle away things in your life that don't need to be there. Am I right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so what you're doing is you're kind of creating a beautiful piece of art out of your life, but it's happening slowly. But you've made this decision, and now you're finally moving forward.
Yes, it's been a long time coming, but I think I came to the realization, and now things are falling into place. Yeah, I like to say very slowly.
Well, and that's okay, and I get that. That's one of the things they're showing me. It's I'm getting the molasses, the view of molasses, which means it's slow as molasses, but that's okay. That doesn't mean it's wrong. And what it really means is, for the most part, you're creating this new life. What I like the most, though, about this is that you finally found your inner voice. And I think that's probably the most apt description I can ever give to anyone, especially in your situation, because I feel like suddenly you're expressing yourself, and you haven't for so long. You just took it. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay.
You're 100% correct.
Okay. All right. So what I'm going to tell you is the direction that you're going in is a good one. I'm going to tell you something else, and this might seem odd that I'm saying this, but you'll understand it, I think, when I do say it. One thing that they're reminding me of, they want you to remember to forgive. Because you know what I'm talking about?
Well, I don't know if it's family related or myself or forgiveness in general.
Okay. I think what they're referring to here is they're saying forgive and then take a little treat and a little pause. Are you in a bad relationship or a relationship that isn't going in the direction you want?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I've made the step to forgive and let go and move in a different direction.
Okay, so then they're validating that. They're validating that because mm-hmm. they're saying you've got to forgive. And we're going to talk about this in a little bit. It's called cycling. And as a matter of fact, I'll do that when I hang up the phone with you. But it's called cycling, and we all tend to do it. And you need to retreat from this and then take a break and really sit down and figure out what it is you want and why you went in the direction you did and why you have gone in those directions and why you put up with it for as long as you have. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. And then you need to make sure you don't repeat that cycle next time around.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Good advice?
Very good.
Okay. All right. Now, I want you to have a really fantastic Thanksgiving. I want you to have a lot of fun, and I want you to have 3 days of Thanksgiving because you get Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So really have a good time, okay?
Okay, I sure will. And thank you. You have a wonderful Thanksgiving as well.
Thank you so much. Take care now. Bye-bye. What a sweet girl, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And see, that's kind of like when you have Christmas holidays. I remember when I was a child and, you know, the day after Christmas, I don't know, just always seemed a little bit down because it was all over. You look forward to it with such great...
Well, especially Christmas. You lead up to it for so long.
Right.
And then it's one day and boom, it's over.
It's all over. And so... I always had that, like, letdown as a kid, you know, and even a little as an adult. So I kind of like, I now make sure that I plan things throughout, you know, even January. So there's still stuff going, so you don't feel like you're being let down, like it's all built up for those one, 2 days.
And that's a good idea,
because
January especially can be a very depressing month for a lot of people.
Well, January and then early February,
right?
The highest suicide month there is in February.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, there really is.
Well, I understand it, because you went through all these holidays, and then bam, there's really nothing happening.
Right, exactly. So, you know, it's going to be a good Christmas, though. I have so many high hopes because it's going to be so much fun. It's great because you get to see family. And let's see, Christmas Eve is at your house this year.
It is.
So my whole family's coming up,
yeah.
And your family's going to be there. And my family hasn't seen members of your family in a very long time.
I know.
Right? So you're going to have a really full crowd,
yeah.
Aren't you?
And considering I have a fairly small house, that's going to be really interesting.
Yeah, well, let me know if you need some help. Yeah, anything I can do.
We'll
yeah.
borrow your house.
almost anything is about. Almost, no. We could do it here. You know that.
I know. And, of course, we're not.
I know we're not because you want to do it at your house and you should want to do it there. Besides, you redid your place. It looks
I
so
did,
beautiful.
I did, and it looks beautiful.
So,
and
okay.
We just have to squeeze everybody in like sardines.
Yeah, you know what? To me, and I want to read this to everybody because it's such a neat little thing. It says more than a day. And this is a little poem by Carl Fuchs. And it says, as Thanksgiving Day rolls around, it brings up some facts quite profound. We may think that we're poor, feel like bums, or insecure, but in truth our riches astound. We have friends and family we love. We have guidance from heaven above. We have so much more than they sell in a store. We're wealthy when push comes to shove. So add up your blessings, I say. Make Thanksgiving last more than a day. Enjoy what you've got. Realize it's a lot, and you'll make all your cares go away.
Nice.
Isn't that nice? And I think, you know, anybody who's fortunate enough to have friends and family around at Thanksgiving or any holiday, I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how much money you don't have. Really, that's what makes you rich.
Absolutely.
You know, that's how you count your blessings.
Oh, absolutely.
So, amen for that. We'll be right back, and we're going to take a ton more calls.
Do you know anyone who year after year seems to be in the same situation? For example, perhaps in October 2010, They just met their soulmate, and they were happier than ever before. Now, it's October of 2011, and they once again have met their soulmate, yet it's a completely different person? Or is it? If we're not careful, we tend to do what I call cycling. We get into cycles. Cycles in which we go around and around and around, seeing and doing the same things over and over again. Just like a hamster running in a wheel. Year after year, there are different characters in our lives, but all the same basic elements are still present. We think we're moving forward, yet we are clearly moving in a circle. Sometimes the cycling is a holding pattern in which we never even start moving. Do you know anyone who keeps getting new unsatisfying jobs or keeps discovering new get-rich-quick schemes that never quite work out? Or how about somebody who constantly has no money even though they have a good income? How about somebody who's just about to start a business but needs to do a little bit more research first? Or how about somebody who keeps getting cheated on or dumped in relationships? Some of these people can be as regular as clockwork. You could literally plot on a graph how their life will go. For example, perhaps they meet a person, fall deeply in love, get dumped, and go into a depression. Then, rather than trying to seek help and break the cycle, they simply jump right back on the treadmill and do it all over again. Do you have any negative cycles? Hey, look, we're all human. Of course, we all have one surface occasionally. But because we are human, we also have the ability to break a cycle when we choose to. Cycles, whether positive or negative, are hypnosis. That's right. You have a recording playing in your head that causes you to seek out the same set of circumstances and perform the same activities that will produce the exact same results. Since you are acting on a recording already, why not change it into a positive recording? Why not program yourself to make empowering changes in your life rather than repeat negative patterns? A millionaire is just as habit-driven as a person who's constantly broke, but the millionaire has habits or actions that result from mental recordings that empower him or her, whereas the broke person, well, he or she has habits that consistently drain their resources. People in a successful marriage have communication habits that strengthen their bond, whereas people who find their soulmates year after year after year have habits that destroy the possibility of a long-term relationship. By the way, I think the concept of soulmates is wonderful. But when people meet their soulmate year after year, or even month after month, that is not a soulmate. It's evidence of a negative cycle. Are you ready to break a negative cycle now? Are you ready to lose weight, quit smoking, finally have a healthy relationship with your true soulmate? For the past 22 years, I've been a certified hypnotist. Hypnotism can break the negative cycles and replace them with positive cycles. Go into the new year with a positive cycle. Give yourself the gift of hypnosis. The best part, it can all be done via the telephone. Call me, Dr. Ginny, today at 1-800-375-3446. That's 1-800-375-3446. Find out how I can get you on a positive cycle to change your life and make 2012 the best year ever.
Wow, that was so interesting, wasn't it? I know. You know, that was the... I don't know, but a lovely voice. Yeah. You know what? That was a pre-recorded piece, but it had to do with what that woman had called in about cycling. How we tend to make the same choices over and over again, and then we say, okay, this didn't work out. So instead of stepping back and saying, okay, what did I do wrong? Let me evaluate this. We don't. We tend to just jump into another relationship, and it starts happening again and again and again. And so My point is everything that we do is stored in our subconscious, and our behaviors are as well. So if we're running a pre-recorded script from our subconscious that creates the behavior, that creates the pattern where we keep making these same maybe bad choices in men or choices in overeating or perhaps even in smoking or other addictive behaviors, then we need to break those. And the way to do that is through hypnosis. So that's kind of what that was all about. But I thought it kind of fit what she was talking about, and so that's why I played that. So I'm sorry I bored everybody. Apparently Jessica was bored. Okay, then. So you know what we're going to do? Without further ado, we're going to go ahead and just take another caller. Hi, Brandy. You're on with the Christian Psychic Cafe. How can I help you?
Hi. Yeah. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Where are you calling from?
From Texas.
Oh, my God. Wait a second. You're from Texas, too. Our last caller was from Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in
Texas.
Yeah.
We only reach Texas, that's true. That's probably what it is. So how can I help you tonight?
Yeah, I wanted to see what was coming up with the romance for me.
I'm having a hard time hearing you, sweetie. Can you speak up a little louder?
Yeah, what was coming up in the romance area?
Okay, well, let's take a look. Are you currently involved with somebody?
No.
Okay. Let's take a look and see what we have. Okay, let's take a look here. Huh, well, I'm going to ask you this question. I don't know if you know it or not, but you've met somebody. Is there somebody you have an interest in?
Yes, there is.
Ah, see, the angels always know. You can't trick them. You can tell me you have nobody, but the angels are telling me you do have somebody. There's somebody that you're interested in, and this is the right person for you. Now tell me about this person.
I met him about 2 years ago,
okay.
And I kind of saw him in February, and I haven't seen him since.
Mm-hmm. And you met him two years ago. Are you still there? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So you met him 2 years ago, and you kind of had this, I guess what I'm going to say to you is, it's kind of an on-off-again relationship?
We're friends.
Mm-hmm. But I see that you're warmer than friends. You're warmer than friends. I mean, I can tell you that. You can tell me no, but I can see. I mean, I can't see, but you know what I'm saying, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Now, don't be so cryptic. It's okay. If I say it, it's okay for you to acknowledge it, all right? So, okay, I see you're more than friends, and I see that, see, this is why I say on and off again, okay? I see that part of you, goes to, let's put it this way. It's like you kind of act like boyfriend, girlfriend, and then you don't, and then you do, and then you don't. Do you know what I mean? But it's like this
We live 3 hours away from each other, so we're not really around each other much. We're Facebook friends.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of all it is right now.
Okay. So let me ask you this question. Who's the other female that I see?
Oh, that's a mutual friend of ours, and we're meeting up in December.
Okay. Okay, that's who that is. Okay, because I see her coming into the picture, and I wasn't quite sure how. Now, the one thing I'm going to tell you is, well, thank you. Okay. The thing that you're laughing. You didn't expect that. Okay. All right. I'm going to tell you a couple of things. There is one thing that's holding him back or holding back this other person. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The thing that's holding this person back is twofold. There's a job situation, but there's a family thing. Okay.
A family thing.
Mm-hmm. Does he have, I'm sensing an older female. Is his mother living where he is now or no?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay, I feel like there's an older female that keeps him rooted to where he is right now. Okay, there's an older female that keeps him rooted to where he is right now. Now, I don't know who that person is, but he does. And I don't feel like it's a, this is not a romantic situation for him, okay? Because I think your brain might have been going there, but it's not.
Yeah.
I know. That's not, it's not that. So then the next question is, you know, you wanted to know what's going to happen there. You know, I do see that that could blossom, but the problem is logistically, I don't see a whole lot happening for that unless you decide to change your location.
I'd be willing to do that.
Okay, well then the next thing I have to tell you is you have to have the confidence in your decision and let him know your feelings, but conversely, you can't compromise what you're looking for. And that's very, very important because I feel like there's a part of you that knows you'll have to compromise. Is that true?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Remember what's most important to you. Don't fit your life to the situation. Let the situation fit your life. Make
mm-hmm.
sense? Okay.
Yeah.
So be careful with that. That's all I'm going to tell you.
How do you think he feels about me? I'm just curious.
What is he? Excuse me?
How do you think he feels about me?
I can tell you that he's interested in you, but he's hesitant. He's not sure if there's really an opportunity to move it forward, and that's why it's just kind of been a little bit more than friends on occasions and sometimes not, and you know what I'm talking about. So it's been kind of, but you see, there's been no real commitment on his part either, has there?
No.
Okay. What I'm going to tell you is now, I'm seeing a child. Who's got the child?
He has three.
Okay, there we go. Okay. So, the mother of one of his children lives where he is.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, okay. You're laughing. Why is that funny?
Because I think she gets some problems, but I'm not sure
uh-huh.
about that.
Uh-huh. You're dead on the money. Now, has he traveled up to see you?
No, but he travels all the time.
Yep, that's exactly what I'm being shown here. Lots of travel. And
all the time.
I'm gonna throw this out there. Look, this relationship can go either way right now until one of you makes a commitment. He does come with luggage. Know this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you call it baggage, I call it luggage.
Yeah.
What do you call it, Brandy? Do you call it baggage
or luggage?
It looks
like baggage to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I say luggage, but it's okay. He's got something.
But I almost don't even know if I should go there or not.
Well, here's the thing. I can tell you that if you choose to go there, you are going to have to address a lot of issues. It's much easier to have a quasi-relationship long distance the way you're doing it than to actually confront the relationship, which I'm a little bit concerned about because I feel that it may not always be in your best interest. So I can tell you that there is another guy. He has an R in the beginning of his name. Write that down because I'll never remember it. He has an R in the beginning of his name. He is somebody who's going to come either into your life or back into your life. Were you involved with somebody with an R in the beginning of his name?
No, but I've had someone else tell me this before, which is really weird.
Well, I see somebody with an R in the beginning of his name, and he's going to be coming into your life. But for some reason, I'm seeing back into your life, and I don't know why I see that. But I'm being told not into your life, back into your life. I can only tell you this: I strongly suggest that the long distance relationship you have, keep it long distance for a little bit longer, because I think when this other guy enters into your life, you're gonna see the difference. You know what I'm saying?
So the R guy's better?
Yes. And I think, You know what I'm talking about. You know, words are words, but effort says everything.
Yeah, I don't want a long-distance relationship.
Bingo. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because there have been opportunities that he has not taken where you two could have...
Yeah.
You know,
exactly,
yeah,
right.
You know what I'm saying. Okay. So on that note...
He hasn't made enough effort.
No, he hasn't. And you're a quality individual, so why are you going to wait around for that? You know, this isn't the olden days where you have to stand on the side and wait for him to come to you and just, you know, kind of cry. Come on. You know, you're smart. You're a pretty girl. What are you waiting for that for? Right?
Yeah, that's why I thought he wasn't that interested, because he hasn't made that much effort.
He is holding it close to the vest, and this is satisfying him for now. At some point in time, he will act upon it, but it's not for keeps. So I'm saying if you were to go out there, it could work out, but you're going to have to take him with all of his baggage.
Okay. Wow, that was really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Was it on the money?
Yeah, it really was. I'm very impressed.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to make sure that you were able to connect with the reading. Now, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I'm going to be spending it with my mom and dad.
Oh, good for you. Wonderful. See, that's what we were saying before when we read the poem. Everyone who has family, everyone who has friends, they're rich indeed, no matter what their financial status is, and that's really important. So are you going to be trying for our contest at 9 p.m. tonight?
I didn't hear about that.
9 o'clock tonight, less than 15 minutes, we're going to have a contest, and we are giving away, okay, a very special piece of a handmade Italian soap that is Yeti hair-free. I just think it's great. It smells so good. It's pomegranate. It's actually mandarin spice, and it's so nice. And I was talking about this soap, raving about it for weeks on the show, so I decided I'm going to send it out to one of our listeners. So at 9 o'clock, you have to listen and respond, okay?
Okay, I will. Awesome.
Okay. All right, wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in, and you have a wonderful and blessed Thanksgiving, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, she was extra sweet, wasn't she? I just like nice people. Nice people are so great, you know?
Well, they are. It'd be nice if the whole world was made with just nice people.
How can we make that happen?
I don't know
either, but I do know something. My brother sent me a delightful email, which I shared with you today because it was so touching, remember? And he reminded me of a song that I played in a puppet show I did when I was in fourth grade. Yeah, I did I had to do a show, and I'm so silly. Catherine Cody was my fourth grade teacher in New Jersey at Weber School. You don't remember? I told you. See? Oh, did you have the hots for him?
I was in fourth grade.
Really? You didn't have hots for teachers? And oh, I guess I went to the other school. I know. I've been interested in boys for a very long time. So what I can say is that, Jessica's not on? Well, she, I'm sorry. Jessica, you're apparently not on.
Am I muted?
You were muted again. You muted girl. You're on now. I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Okay.
That's weird.
Thank you, producer.
Oh, no.
We really appreciate it. Well, thank you. Okay, well, this is what I do now. He wrote me this lovely email about the show that I had done, it was on Hansel and Gretel. And it was like one of those bizarre things, because my teachers were always friends with my parents, and because we lived in this old schoolhouse, and they actually did tours of my class through our house.
That's embarrassing.
I had to clean my room. But anyway... So I did this thing, and it was Hansel and Gretel, and I used the witch was from H.R. Puffin and stuff, and anyway, so I did this whole thing, and it went over pretty well. So they had me like tour the school district doing this play for like a month.
Oh, that's impressive in fourth grade.
Well, they didn't see me, so I didn't care, because you know when you get on stage and you have to talk in front of people in fourth grade, but I was behind the puppet stage,
right?
So it was no big deal. regardless, I played this song when Hansel and Gretel went down to sleep when they were lost in the forest. And my younger brother heard it, and he sent me this wonderful, just so moving email about it the other day. So I'm going to go ahead and play it right now. Okay, it's not by the original.
Are you playing Hansel and Gretel?
No, it's the song that I played when they laid down in the meadow to sleep when they were lost in the woods. Yeah, it's a long stretch, I know.
Shining bright above you, night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me, just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me.
Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny. I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica, that you can hopefully hear now. Can you hear me?
I can hear, yeah. You know, it was unmuted on my studio, but our producer came in and said it was muted, so...
we have a lot of technical difficulties.
We do. You know, we got a chat room message wanting to know what we were going to be having, what you were going to be having for dessert for Thanksgiving.
And you wrote crow pie. Thank you very much. That was so hilarious.
I know. You just call me funny. okay, so we're bringing dessert to my sister's house, right?
Yep.
So we are bringing all kinds of good stuff.
Oh, apple pie,
pumpkin pie,
chocolate eclair, tiramisu,
brownies,
cookies.
Italian cookies. That's a really good one. Yes, that'll be nice. We're just going to skip dinner and go straight to dessert.
I would do that.
I would do that, too. Guess what? Guess who's flying in to see us?
Who?
Susie Q.
No way.
Susie. Yeah, she's coming to Florida. And she is coming on, well, I don't want to say the dates because I'm going to say where we're going, so I don't want to say the dates because, that one time we had that person show up, so we don't want to, we don't tell people exactly where we're going at what time because.
So what month are we talking about?
What's that?
What month?
She's coming in the month of December on the.
Okay.
And we are going to make reservations at the Tea Room in
Sanford. Awesome.
Yes, isn't
well,
that
cool,
so awesome?
Well, cool, Susie. We'll finally get to meet each other.
We finally get to meet Susie Q. Isn't that cool?
Cool.
So Susie Q is our chat room mom, everybody. She's in our chat room, and she hangs out in there and keeps everybody comfort and cozy and warmy and all that good stuff. And we actually, I don't know how many people heard it tonight, but we had a little snafu when we were talking about her being the hostess with the mostest, and she said the mostest of what? And I read it to Jessica, and she said, "Did she say moist?" I said, "No, she didn't say she's
well,
moist."
Well, because I can't really see the chat room very well from where I am.
Have you ever thought of wearing glasses?
You know, I have glasses. I just don't happen to carry them in here with me.
You put them on so that I don't have to read.
I know, I know. And you know the scary thing is, I always had glasses for distance.
Right.
And I just recently got glasses for reading and for computer.
Oh.
So, you know, now I'm just blind.
You're not blind.
Okay.
Everybody's eyes get bad. No, your distance got better.
It did get better.
See? So,
Yes, but now I need them for reading.
You know, and it's funny because I don't need them for reading.
Yeah.
I need them for the computer, though.
Well, see, and I got mine.
It
has the reading part on the bottom and the computer part above it.
Okay, so that helps. So you can see the keyboard, and then you can all see that's nice because that's why they made the bottom of mine clear. So I can. Okay, people don't want to hear this, do they? You know what time it is. Let's have a drum roll, please. Okay, that hurt. Okay, you know what time it is.
I have no idea. I never know what time it is.
It is time for our contest.
Oh,
okay.
How would I know that? Is it 9 o'clock?
It
is.
It's 9 o'clock. Now, everybody, remember what I said, okay? The contest works like this.
Can I win?
No, you cannot.
That's not fair. I don't know the questions.
No, you can't. Well, no, but there, I have the answers right here.
You can just hand me the bar of soap.
I can just... That's hair free. Okay,
yes.
So this is
and that's the biggest selling point there.
I know it, isn't it true? Okay, this is how it goes. This is the rules. Everybody ready? Excuse me, I had to cough.
Okay.
I think so. Yeah, I just got so excited I choked on my own spit. Okay, here we go. All right, these are the rules. Number one, I'm going to ask two questions. You must answer both questions correctly to be able to win the prize, to be eligible to win the prize.
Wow, okay. I feel like I'm on Jeopardy.
We have one very special Mandarin Spice handmade Italian soap from the herbs and essences of...
I have no idea.
Where are we hoping they're sending us the tickets to?
Oh, Italy. Wow, it's been a long day.
Tuscany.
Tuscany is where? In what country?
Italy.
Right. Say Italy? Yes.
This soap is inspired by the beautiful region of Florence, made with enchanting perfumes from the hills of Tuscany.
Enchanting.
They went to the hills, they dug up those hills, okay, and they stuck that in that bar. So
it smells like dirt?
But it's Yeti-free. Okay, so
all
here
right.
We go. In order to be able to, the soap, oh, wait, we have somebody in the chat room asking this question. Is the soap new or used? Okay, I want to state this because by law we
cannot...
How
gross would it be to give away a used bar of soap?
You know me. I would do that just for the heck of it. Okay, this is a brand new bar of soap.
And it's sealed in the most beautiful wrapping with a jeweled bedazzler on it.
Isn't that so pretty? Look,
it is.
It's shining even
it's
because...
Talk-y.
It's well, and also it's in a Florentine-style paper in inspired by the traditional designs of the Renaissance.
How Renaissance-ish.
Yes, isn't it? And it's lovely, and it's got a little bedazzle thing, you know, on the corner.
It's very beautiful, and actually, that's why I asked if I could win it, because I like it.
You cannot
win it. And I love the smell of it. It's beautiful.
I know. It's really nice. And so I'm just raving about soap, because I love Italian soap. It's a moisturizing soap, and it's, I'm telling you,
once you have
Italian soap, you never go to any other soap.
Okay.
You never have any other kind of soap. Okay, so, okay. How big is it? Why, Linda from the chat room says, how big is it?
It's
10.6
so
ounces.
Big. No,
it's a big bar of soap, as a matter of fact.
It's probably...
If you don't like... It's,
let me
it's
see.
A,
six inches by...
It's No, she doesn't mean how big. I think she means how, well, yeah,
yes.
10.6 ounces is the soap. And hold on, I've got a ruler over here if I can stretch, okay. And the soap bar is 5 inches long.
Oh, I was
long. Well, that was pretty close. But it's 3 by 5, and then depth-wise, it's 2 inches. So if you don't use the soap, you can just do arm curls in the shower with it.
Yeah,
and get
it's
a workout,
very large.
Okay? So, I mean, this is like such a bar of soap. Okay, and it is 10.6 ounces. This is a mega bar of soap.
Whoa.
All right, so you can use this soap till we do our next giveaway.
No, it'd make a beautiful gift for someone.
No, it would. It is, and it smells so nice. I'm telling you, once you use the soap, you never go back. Okay, so here we go. Answer both questions correctly. I know you're going to go to Google. I don't blame you. I would, too. And I'm laughing because I got another question in the chat room, what color is the soap? I don't know. It's soap color. Okay.
No, lye. This is not lye soap. Lye soap is...
No, this is not lye soap. No. Actually, this is made with 100% natural vegetable glycerin, which it moisturizes and protects the skin. Can you tell I printed this all out? Okay. All right. So
sure,
here we go. One more time. Okay. So final. We have to do this right now. Okay. You have to send. We're going to be going to the emails, and we're going to open them as they come in. The email address.
What about the people in the chat room? Can't they just shout out an answer in the chat room?
Yeah, if you're in the chat room, you can put it in the chat room. But just know, I'm bringing up both screens as we speak right now. So I'm bringing up the other screen so that I have them both. Hold on, I got to open it because I want to be fair. I'm reducing them so we have both screens open, and whoever answers the question correctly will win the unused beautiful bar of handmade Italian soap. Here we go. Okay. Question number one. Everybody ready? On what day and year did Stephanie Meyer begin writing the first book in the Twilight saga, Twilight?
I don't know the answer to that.
I know you wouldn't, but of course I do. Why? Because
I Googled it.
Okay, number two. What prolific writer said Stephanie Meyer can't write worth a darn? So... Now I'm going to repeat those because I know that everyone's going to say they don't remember. Don't look. No cheating.
I'm not
You're
looking
trying to look with those
without
blonde
my
eyes.
Glasses.
Okay, question again. Number one, on what day and year did Stephanie Meyer begin writing the first book in the Twilight saga, Twilight? That's the first book. Again, what day and year? And second, what prolific writer said Stephanie Meyer can't write worth a darn? Okay. And I am now doing now. If you want to send it to the email, you send it to www.docginny@aol.com. docginny@aol.com. And I'm checking it as we speak. And I'm also checking the chat room as well. I want to bring them both up at the same time. Okay. So. Okay. Okay, hold on. We're going. Okay, here we go. Is it bigger than a bread box? I'm going to shoot some of the people in here. What does it really smell like? Linda, you're in trouble too. the answer is 1908.
1908.
And Daniel Rivers said we can keep the soap. it was not Joan Rivers, although I absolutely love and adore her. Keeping going. Nope. Okay, now I'm going to the – hold on. I had the right answers, but Jenny just asked the wrong questions. No, again, that is not correct. Now I'm checking here as well. We got to open these up and just see. Nope. Hold on, let me open this one. Okay, yep, we'll take care of that, but nope, that's not it. Okay, no one's got the answer right. Doo-da. Where, right here? Okay, yep, okay. Let's see.
Nope,
that's not correct. Okay, we're going to go to the next one. Okay, no, that is not correct either, but she was close. And so let's jump back over here and look at this one.
I think I'm going to get the soap. Garlic. Yeah, it's Italian soap.
No garlic in it. Okay,
can
wait.
Can you melt
no.
it down and eat it?
We just got like seven more. Hold on, we got to read these emails because there's too many. I can't read them all at once. Hold on, let's just go to the next one. Dun, 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 dun. Nope, nope, nope.
Well, I don't know the answers, and I.
Well, we're just. I'll tell you what. We're going to let it go until the person answers it correctly. But by 9:10, I'm going to have to give this up to Jessica because, frankly, she's annoying me by sniffing it the whole time. So, no, seriously. Someone has to answer the question correctly, or it goes. So remember, on what day and year did Stephanie Meyer begin writing the first book?
Maybe nobody wants to win the bar of soap. Did you ever
this
think of
hair
that?
Hair-free soap. How many places
yeah,
give
okay,
away hair-free
soap?
Soap?
Would you want to win that? That sounds disgusting.
I don't know. It's just such great soap. Maybe I didn't do it. Uh-oh. Daniel Rivers got the first one correct.
Oh, no way.
The second one, Stephen King.
Stephen King.
Okay, so now you all got 50%. You got 50%, I'm sorry, I'm giggling, 50% of the answer, which is correct. Stephen King was the prolific writer who said Stephanie Meyer can't write worth a darn. He has trashed her as well as J.K. Rowling.
You know
what? From the Harry Potter series. Yeah.
He is odd.
Yes, he is an odd guy. He's from Maine. All Mainers are just a little bit off. And
I'm
no,
sure
the
people from Maine would love
smell
to hear
like
you
marinara
say that.
Sauce. Thank you again, LP. And also, wait a second. Wait a second. Somebody else said it first. Hold on. Dolly said she said it first. Did I miss it? Hold on. I'm going back. I'm going back. Hold on. I'm
but
going back.
You're really haphazardly checking.
Well, I can't check it. I'm only one. Oh, she did. She said it first. If somebody can give me, okay, wait a second. KDH gave me the other half.
Is that correct?
Okay, yes, that is correct. So KDH had half of it, and Stephen and Dolly had the other half, and Daniel did too. But Daniel,
our producer made
Dolly
a guess
that,
as
I
to
know,
the date.
Don't say it. So now let's see who can get both questions together at the same time, so we can just. Come on, come on. Somebody just give me the date. I mean, if Daniel or Dolly or Kelly can... Whoops, shouldn't have said her name out loud. I know who that is. Somebody give me all at once so I can see you win. Okay, you know what?
Nobody get it because I want the soap.
I'm watching them. They're giving half answers. It's making... Both answers are now in the chat room. They're, you just need to put them together because... Okay. Okay, 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 okay. That is correct.
Yep.
KDH, that is correct. Now you have to answer the other one. Who was the writer? Just put it, just write it, type it, send it.
Yep, she
yes,
got it.
Yes, okay. Okay, KDH, so I happen to know who you are. You are the winner of the Yeti Free Hairless Soap from Italy, and you will love this, and after you get it, you're going to have to write into the chat room and tell everybody what you think of this phenomenal bar soap, and you think I'm kidding, but I'm not. This is Love Furious. You're going to love it. Okay. Whew, that was a long way to
that
go.
That was stressful, and I thought I was going
to
win.
I think I broke out in a sweat. That was I was so anxious over that. My goodness. I want to thank everybody for playing tonight. That was a little bizarre, but I hope everybody had fun. You know what? We're going to take the next caller real quick. And her name is Diane. Hi, welcome, Diane. Diane, are you sad because you didn't win the soap? Hello? Diane? I know
she
you're
didn't
there.
Like Yeti soap.
I know. She probably hung up because she was afraid we'd give her the soap. Okay, we're just going to mute her, and we'll get back to her later. Maybe she ran to use the ladies' room or something. So on that note, we're going to go ahead and take the next caller. Here we go. I know who this is. Hey, hi, Jay.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm soapless.
Soapless. Didn't you want to win the bar of soap, Jay?
I didn't really.
And I don't blame you.
Sorry. I didn't even try.
Well, I want to know, are you ready for Thanksgiving?
Oh, of course. Everybody's always ready for a day off, right?
Right.
It's a day off. It's just a day. It's what I find amazing is that everyone makes such a big deal about Thanksgiving. And yet, can't we make a big deal out of Saturday night gathering with our friends and family members anyway? You know what I'm saying?
No.
I think that we have to have our country tell us, oh, today's the day to celebrate.
Yes, but it's
enjoy.
A day off from work.
Well, that's true, and that's always a good day.
Because if the country didn't tell us that, we would be working.
It's actually a historic. It has historic value.
Yes. For us Americans.
Yes, but do you remember the name of the Indian that sat at the table? It was Squanto. Thank you to Daniel Rivers,
yes,
who let me know that in private chat. Squanto was the name of the Indian. That was the name. So you said Pocahontas. I was saying Sacagawea, and it was Squanto.
I never said Pocahontas.
Oh.
She did.
Well,
she just, you know,
the movie
how can
was
I help
Pocahontas.
You tonight, Jake? It, right? How can we help you tonight, Jake?
Well, okay. Who the first woman ever to run for president was?
The first woman to ever run. Of course. Who's going to Google here? That's not fair.
Who was it?
I'll give you a hint. It was in 1872.
Okay. The only one I could think of at that time was Dolly Madison.
That's what I was going to say.
Nope. Think
okay,
again.
Okay, hold on. 18. Wait. The first woman. Oh, wait. That was Victoria Woodhull. She was a clairvoyant and a businesswoman.
Yes, and she
correct?
Wrote a. Yes, that's correct. You win.
Yay. Are you going to give me, like, hairy soap?
No.
Okay. Thank you. That's like winning already then.
I don't know that he would want my hairy soap.
Most people don't give away their hairy soap.
You know, Jay, we're going to have to burn the podcast of this show after tonight because no one's going to ever want to listen to this again, believe me. She is a 19th century woman. She was a businesswoman. She was an advocate for women's rights and for sexual freedom. Oh, I'm reading this off of Google. I never have either. I Googled
it. Oh, you Googled it?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
She's such a cheater, Jay.
Jay, you got to know something about me. I'm not that smart, okay?
Come on, you're a doctor. And that's why I thought, you know, who would answer those hard questions for a bar of soap?
There you go, right?
You know, I'm very competitive, which a lot of my friends know. So, I would. Are you kidding me? If it was a wooden nickel, I'd be doing it. That's just who I am. But that's interesting. I didn't even know about this, but I'm going to use this because this is fun. Yeah, this
what,
is kind of
the
cool.
Woman president thing.
Yeah, I love that. That was a long time ago.
A lot of people think it was Geraldine Ferraro, but she just ran out.
Right. Yeah, she just passed away, didn't she?
Did she?
Yeah, she did.
Well,
yeah.
She did run on a ticket for presidency, but she didn't run for president.
That's right.
So.
You are correct. And she ran with, who was on the ticket with her? It wasn't Dukakis, right?
No.
Who was it? I'm sorry. Don't laugh at me, Jay. I can cut you off. Who did she run with?
I can't remember. No.
See, oh, okay, you're laughing at me, but you didn't know either. Oh,
no.
Lordy. This is great. Well, I hope you have a really good Thanksgiving.
Yes, but you're not going to hang up until you give me a reading.
Oh, dear, great, I'd love
no,
to.
No, I think you need to make Jay sing the Adam Sandler Turkey, Turkey, Turkey song.
See, you
know
that
song?
Well,
that
I don't. But you know your song from fourth grade, it reminded me of an experience. In third grade, I did a solo performance in the school on the stage of Tiny Tim singing Tiptoe Through the Tulips with a little ukulele.
Oh, I still love that song.
Get out.
No, I really did. Yep, and I wore a long hair piece thing. It was, like, really hideous.
I bet it was adorable. Oh, my goodness. Okay, now, I got to ask this question. I'll do a reading for you if you give me one measure of that song.
Tiptoe Through the Tulips?
Yeah.
And you have to sing it like
Tiny Tim.
Oh, Jay, you are a brave man.
Wonderful. Okay, on that note, you win a reading. How? What can I answer for you?
Well, I just have to say that was only just, you know, like or 7 years ago.
Okay.
Okay, now we know you're a little fibber.
Just gonna say,
I would love that.
I was going to call and say, I'm calling from Texas.
You might as well join the crowd tonight, right?
All right. I just general reading because
okay.
I'm being uplifting to hear.
Okay, well, let's see. I'll tell you exactly what they're showing me, and we'll go from there, okay? Okay, so this is two things I'm going to tell you here. Your emotions have been, have you been on a little bit of a roller coaster recently with your emotions, just a little bit?
Yes. Yeah,
I think
it has to do with retrograde and that, and
yeah.
My psychic development. And I've actually offered up 5 miracles. I'm in this new part of my spiritual development where I'm gifting miracles. And,
really?
Yes. Just, you know, well, you know, the apostles could do it, and we can do it. It's just a matter of choice. It's a matter of tapping into your Christ consciousness and offering it on the altar of Christ and gifting forgiveness and removing fear.
Huh.
You know,
amazing. Yeah. I love that.
But I, also with it, you know, comes a lot of responsibility on, you know, being in the right, you know, being that holy person.
Right.
All the time.
Yeah. That's,
you know,
is that hard to do?
Yes, it's hard to do. You know, I was raking my lawn and I was thinking bad things about my neighbor, and I'm like, why am I thinking? Instead, I sent blessings, but, you know, I had to cancel the thought, and I had to, you know, be like, you know, because I felt like, my space was being invaded a little bit because they were doing arc welding in their driveway, and I was trying to rake my lawn, you know. And I was so instead of, you know, what I did was, and I said, you know, let them and get a good job done so they'll be done and, you know, out of there.
Yeah, so it can be expedited, right?
Right. So,
exactly.
But it's hard because, you know, we're human and we think human thoughts, and, you know, we have all these emotions, and so it's easy to flagellate. No,
yeah. Right. Yeah. And yes, that is the word. And you know, it's kind of like this. You're creating a new thought process for yourself. That's really what it is.
Right.
And through that new thought process, and again, I don't like to throw everything back to hypnosis, but the truth is we have a script that's running in our subconscious. And if a person would normally be judgmental on a certain situation, whether they need to be or not, that's the script that starts to run.
You know
what I'm saying? And so it's just a matter, it's a matter of retraining. And I've often told people if they're trying to change a certain habit, of course I recommend hypnosis, but I also tell them, play a role. Because if you believe you're a certain person for long enough, it will automatically happen. That will become your automatic, what I call autopilot response. So if you want to have a certain response to a certain question every time it's asked, kind of play a role. Fake it till you make it. I hate to say that, but the truth is sometimes you have to do that. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I definitely do, and that's just like canceling it, you know, the thought. It's not the same, you know, technique, but, you know, if you can identify, you know, the script, and cancel it immediately, eventually that script won't come up.
Right, right, exactly.
You know, so.
You've got it, exactly. That's right. That's absolutely right. So with that, I'm going to tell you that continue to do what you're doing because I know you're going to be successful at it. I know it's a struggle because I think sometimes you beat yourself up a little bit. Is that true? You get mad at yourself because you think you should be better at it.
It's to the, you want to, you know, you have to live the example. You can't do something and not, you know, be the example.
Right. No, you're absolutely
correct. A sinner and offering miracles for Jesus, you know, so you have to, you know, conform in all aspects of your life.
Right. You know, does that remind you of any other written work that's out there where the concept is somewhat similar?
You've
read the book The Secret.
Yeah, well, you mean like in The Course of Miracles?
Correct, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's basically is the premise of The Course in Miracles. But, you know, for me, I facilitate a little bit more than that because, you know, my education is a little bit more than that, but that is the main premise of it. And, you know, the reason why I've gone this route is because it's time for people to be like the apostles or like Jesus and performing those miracles and ending suffering. And, you know, the only reason why it hasn't happened is because we've let it slip our consciousness.
Right.
You know, and it doesn't matter if you're male or female. You know, when you be love and you end suffering through forgiveness, and the person doesn't even have to even believe in what you're doing for it to be successful. It's your faith and your connection with God and the altar of Christ. You know, and everybody can do it. You know,
absolutely,
it's just,
absolutely. Isn't it just a matter of just kind of making those changes every day, kind of making a conscious effort every single day?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Yeah, you need to ground and you need to be Jesus, or I say, you know, be Jesus to me is be love. You know, be pure of heart. Be, you know, the neighbor that you want to have as your neighbor. Be the person that helps the, you know, isn't charging you to, you know, cut a tree or a branch or, you know, they're holding the limb for you so that you can facilitate, you know, what your needs met.
Correct. Absolutely. Amen. That's beautiful, and I think it was beautifully put. Let me ask you a question. Is there somebody that you're still holding out a little bit of anger towards?
Anger?
You're still having trouble getting over something because I'm seeing it here.
Well, I think the hardest thing that I'm going through really right now is the opening of my third eye. I had the ability to, you know, have a glimpse into the future, not to gain, but to help facilitate the end of the suffering, you know, where I could see the problem more, where I could identify it easier, because you can, without identifying the problem, you can't really gift a miracle.
I agree with you, and that's where I think a lot of times people don't understand how that gift can be just so fantastic. That is a true gift, and that's what the third eye is used for. It's only used for good intentions, and it's not used to change anyone's free will. But that knowledge that can then be kind of transcribed, if you will, and related to another person can be so very, very helpful.
Definitely, and plus then you as a facilitator are not so blind. You know, a blind faith is great, don't get me wrong. I mean, that's the strongest faith there is. But sometimes as a facilitator, you know, that little bit of insight would be beneficial.
Yeah, it really can be. And I'm going to tell you that you are going to have success in opening up that third eye. It just takes a lot more practice.
I've had some success. Actually, I have this little story. I'll do it real quick. I saw myself as a child before God, and he was handing me this pillow. It was like a velvet pillow with keys on it or rings, or I wasn't sure what it was. And the little boy said, "I can help everybody, everybody." So it was like a glimpse or a memory of me, is what I perceived it as, you know, receiving that gift. to help people.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, it was really kind of, and it was so vivid that it was more, and I wasn't asleep or, I actually feel like it was a premonition or a vision or,
You know, it's funny. I'm going to share this with you because I think it's just, I can't explain why people have certain dreams or why people have certain visions. Everyone does have the ability. It's just that for whatever reason, certain people have the ability to tune in. And not going off topic, but Stephanie Meyer, you know, when she wrote Twilight, I don't know if anyone really knows the story, but just very briefly, the reason why she knew the date that she wrote the book, the first page of Twilight, was that it was the day her children were taking swimming lessons, but she had woken up that day from a very, very vivid dream. And in her dream, two people were having an intense conversation in a meadow in the woods. And then she went on to describe how one was sparkly and et cetera, et cetera. My job is never always to say why something is, but sometimes just to let people know that what they did have was maybe divine guidance. Do you know what I mean? And I don't want to say that she was divinely guided to write this, but I think it's very odd that her dream took on such a monumental thing for the country. I think there's meaning to that, which we'll talk about another time, but I think dreams have some very, very real meaning. And people need to learn to pay more attention to them because I think sometimes we're spoken to, but we just don't hear it because we just say it was just a dream. You know what I mean?
Yes, and that, like, little glimpse at first, it was so vivid, and it was, it was recalling afterwards that, it really affected me more than the moment that it happened. It was like, oh my God, that actually was me is what I realized, but it wasn't instantaneously seeing it. It was seeing it and then remembering.
That's amazing that you were able to pick up on that. I do know that you're going to grow in that way. Spiritually, you're going to continue to grow, but I just see that your box is going to no longer have the perimeters that it had before. And I think that's important. I think that, so often we think just within the certain confines of a specific situation, but I see yours is definitely going to expand, okay? So know that the direction you're going in is the right direction. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to take a leadership role here, so be ready for that because I see that coming in very short order, very soon, within the next 4 to 6 months, you're going to be taking a leadership role in what you're doing for your soul and for others.
Oh, interesting. Okay, well, that's the exciting news I wanted to hear.
There you go. Okay. Maybe I should have told you that first.
You did it, and so it was when the Tiny Tim thing.
Okay, well, and it was so worth it for us. Thank you so much for singing Tiny Tim. You have a really wonderful Thanksgiving.
I always love talking to you.
Same here, Jay. Take care and God bless.
Yes, bye-bye.
Bye, Jay.
Bye-bye.
Such a wonderful guy, huh? Such a wonderful guy.
Yeah, definitely.
We have the greatest listeners
on
this show.
We do.
It's just, really, such a pleasure. Okay, we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny. I'm here with Jessica. This is our Thanksgiving Eve show, correct? Is that correct? Thanksgiving Eve.
Oh, it's Thanksgiving Eve.
It's not the eve of Thanksgiving. It's the day before Thanksgiving. So
no, it's the evening before Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Eve, right?
Is that correct?
Yeah, like Christmas Eve is the night before Christmas. Hello.
Ah, I tell you right. So much trouble tonight. Hey, you want to know something? I found this little fact out, and then we're going to do another reading. Guess what the three states are, the top three states in that are ranked for cooking fires on Thanksgiving Day?
Let me think. Someplace that has wildfires. Texas.
Correct. That's one. Texas is the number one state, according to State Farm Insurance claims. The top 10 states for grease and cooking-related claims on Thanksgiving Day is number 1, Texas, number 2, Illinois, number 3, Ohio, number 4, New York, LP, Pennsylvania comes in number 5, Michigan, Florida, Minnesota, Indiana,
but why?
And Louisiana.
I mean, I was thinking wildfires. That was just a weird stab in the dark.
I'm so afraid to deep fry a turkey. Well, I don't understand
that's
why you do that anyway.
Too.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people love it, though. They say it's
and it's really
ever.
Good.
Yeah,
I mean, delicious, but it's dangerous.
I would be a little bit afraid.
You take this giant bird into a vat of boiling oil.
I know. Isn't that, that just almost seems mean, doesn't it?
It's already dead.
Well, I know. It reminds me of a joke. A parrot was there was a parrot and its owner, Martha,
uh-huh.
And the parrot was cursing really bad. And she said, oh, you've got to stop. Company's coming. And it was Thanksgiving morning really early, and the parrot kept cursing. So she said, you know what, I'm going to teach you a lesson. And just for 2 minutes, she stuck it in the freezer so we would get cold and maybe not be so obnoxious. And after 2 minutes, she opened the freezer and took him out. And she said, now, did you learn your lesson? He said, yeah, what bad word did the turkey say? I thought that was pretty funny. Okay, so now what we're going to do is we're going to get on the phone right away with Eileen. Hi, welcome to the show, Eileen.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving to all of God's children out there. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. And you?
Oh, very well. You know, I spoke with you a year and a half ago, Dr. Jenny. Hi, Jessica. I never spoke with you before.
Hi, how are you tonight?
And you're so funny. I found you today through the email. And I didn't know you were so funny because you were so serene when we had spoken back then. And you were so helpful for me at that time.
Oh.
It was something very painful that I had experienced. And your advice was just benevolent. I want to thank you.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you for sharing that. I that's a true blessing that I was able to help you. And thank you for sharing that with us tonight. I do have a funny side once in a while. But
yes.
Serious.
Yes. You are very, you know, you're very, very serious. I had never heard this side of you for it's been a year and a half since we had spoken. And I'm just so this is great. great
it's
mix.
It's kind of me. Me, it brings it out.
Yeah, it's Jessica yeah. brings out my funny side. So.
Yes, it's a nice mix. I had never heard you with Jessica. Only I thought you were journeying alone at first, you know. But now I see you have a partner and someone who you can really, you know, just balance with. It's great.
Yeah, Jessica and I have known each other for 33 years. She was actually married to my brother at one point. And, yeah, and she was in my wedding, and so her family, my family, have been very close for many,
yes,
many
we
years.
Have.
Yeah,
oh,
thank you.
It's lovely. I'm so pleased to have found you for Thanksgiving. I have received so many emails, and it's like I don't know what happened, and all of a sudden I found you. So I said, oh, definitely, I'm going to try to connect with Dr. You know, Jenny tonight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great! I'm so glad. So how were things? I mean, I'd like to tell you that I remember the conversation, but I talked to thousands of people, so I won't tell you I remember the conversation. But how did things work out for you? Well,
oh yes, I never expected for you to recall. It was just, you know, in that moment in time, and we connected, and it was of excellence. The outcome was excellent. It turned out exactly as you had stated, and with prayer and just trusting and letting go. And it was of excellence, the advice and the information that you imparted. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Wonderful. And what are you doing for Thanksgiving tomorrow?
Oh, a wonderful turkey with my family. And I'm going to be exercising afterward.
That a girl. Very good. That's the best.
I bought a new exercise machine on eBay, and so therefore it's so much fun. So I said this, I'll have a little activity there at the table, and then afterward I'll drop to the floor, and then therefore I'll fall to my knees.
We were trying to decide if we wanted to skip the dinner and just eat the desserts because they look so good, but I think we'll probably do a little bit of both.
Yeah, exactly. It's a nice, mix, and it's important to have the balance of the sun and the moon.
Amen. That's right. Very good. So do you have a question for us tonight, Eileen?
Yes, today, Dr. Jenny, I'm seeking a relocation, and I'm looking at a beautiful home. It's an old-fashioned farmhouse, or either the old Victorian home, not very costly, something you fix up and just something wonderful to just enjoy with the family. Do you see anything coming for 2012 in this regard for me?
Let me take a look here. I do see something coming, and I'm going to tell you I'm seeing it in March or April.
That's what I heard before. I heard that three times, yes.
Wow. Okay. Well,
Only March and April. They keep saying the same thing over and over again.
Yeah. And usually, if when several people see the same thing, then I say that that's I always say you can take that to the bank. So I'm seeing March and April as well, and I would say that what I see is I know this is funny because a lot of people who are listening are probably saying, well, an old Victorian is not an inexpensive little thing because there's always a lot of costly fix-ups. And yet, I need to tell you, for whatever reason, I'm seeing that it somehow those costs are going to be held down and it's going to be just such a smooth thing. And I see there's going to be a very good thing for you.
Wow, that sounds fabulous. And also, do you see where I can have like a little healing center there eventually?
I think eventually you can, and it's going to be through word of mouth initially, okay? And then I see where that can grow. Do you work with herbs?
Yes, absolutely. That's number one for me. That's my forte. Mm-hmm.
Good, because that's what I'm saying. Very, very strong with herbs. Really strong with herbs. And hold on a second. Yeah, no, herbs is it. That's the thing that comes through the loudest. Do you also do Reiki? Do you do chakra healings or anything like that?
Oh, well, I'm learning. I'm starting to go into that realm. I know I'm capable. I've been a bit lapsed about it, but I'm ready to move forward.
Well, I see. I see that if you move forward with it, keep your mind open, keep your third eye open, and kind of embrace it, because I see that's part of the whole healing thing that you can do, okay? But your herbs are the most important. You have a very special blessing when it comes to being able to know which ones to recommend to people for different things, and I see it's something you've studied for many, many years.
Oh, yes, my grandma used to do the same, and she was very gifted.